Somebody want to round everybody up for us? Tell them we're ready. Sit in the center section since we got low attendance this morning. Amen. Thank you. Manny, you're going to help us, right? I got some duct tape, Crystal, in that bag behind you. No, it's in this. Somebody say praise the Lord and stand up. Amen. Amen. Hallelujah. Did somebody cut the air off back there or something? I just got hot. Amen. Amen. Hallelujah. That hallway. Amen. Yeah, the hallway. Amen. Isn't he good? Somebody say praise the Lord. Isn't it good to be in the house of the Lord on Sunday? Amen. Hallelujah. Somebody look at somebody and say, I'm going to get my need met this morning. Amen. Good to see you, Sister Mary. Amen. Hallelujah. Is David here today, or is he all right, or is he not feeling good? Huh? Praise God, but you made it. Praise God. Hallelujah. Somebody tell Mary you're glad to see her this morning. Hallelujah. Hallelujah. Glory to God. Wasn't it awesome? Somebody say, we can have good church this morning and get exactly what we want from God. Somebody say, let's lift up Jesus. Mandy, you're not going to help us? Yeah. Everybody put your hands together. Come on. Come into your presence, Lord, with the sacrifice of praise. With the song I will exalt you, Lord. Blessed be your holy name. I will give you all the glory. You delivered me from shame. In your righteousness, blessed be your holy name. Oh, lift him up, his name be lifted higher. Lift, exalt his holy name. Lift him up, his name be lifted higher. Exalt his holy name. Exalt his holy name. Lift him up. Father. I will come into your presence. Let's sing it. I will come into your presence, Lord, with the sacrifice of praise. With the song I will exalt you, Lord. Blessed be your holy name. I will give you all the glory. You delivered me from shame. I'm created in your righteousness. I'm created in your righteousness. Blessed be your name. Blessed be your holy name. Lift him up. His name be lifted higher. Lift him up. Exalt his name. Exalt his holy name. Lift him up. His name be lifted higher. Exalt his holy name. Hallelujah. We lift you, Father. You're good, God. And they, somebody say, lift him up. Oh, yes, Lord. We praise you. Come on in. Lift him up. Be lifted higher. Lift him up. Exalt his holy name. Lift him up. His name be lifted higher. Thank you, Father. Somebody say, thank you, Jesus. Somebody say, let the heavens rejoice. Somebody say hallelujah. Somebody say thank you, Jesus. We love you, Lord. Do you love him? Do you love the Lord? Hallelujah. Why don't you just find yourself a prayer partner this morning? Amen. Come on. Hallelujah. Find yourself a prayer partner. Come on. Tell them know that God is good. Amen. Just start to pray in the Holy Ghost with them this morning.
Company of praise. Let this temple be a place where your glory is embraced, as we stand in awe and worship you.
Let this temple
be a place where your glory is embraced, as we stand in awe and worship you. Let this temple be a place where your glory is embraced, as we stand in awe and worship. This temple be a place where your glory is embraced, as we stand in awe and worship you. Let this temple place where your glory is embraced, as we stand in awe and worship you.
Hallelujah. Brother Jesse, we're ready for you.
Everybody, let's stand right back up. How many of you are excited to be here today? How many are glad you had the opportunity to be here today? We forget so many times what a privilege it is just to wake up and be in the presence of God. We take it for granted. How'd you like to have lived in the Old Testament where that just didn't happen? Someone else had to experience it for you, and hopefully they were holy enough or you're really in trouble. But we get an opportunity to come directly to God and commune with Him, for Him to dwell in us, not just once a week, but four times a week. Isn't that great? Jesse, you can mute those other channels now. I think we're done. It's making me sound funny. But it's a wonderful opportunity for us to come together. You can experience God on your own, but there's nothing like the corporate anointing of God. So be thankful every time you get to partake in that. It's special. If you've got your offering, just lift it up. If you need an offering envelope, if you're giving by cash, I've got them here. If you need one, raise your other hand. Jane Ellen, all right. Mandy, need one? Anybody else? Praise God. Thank you, Jesus. Just lift that offering up and just worship God. Just begin to worship God with it. So many times we get caught up in all the reasons to give, but the main best reason to give is because you love God and you just want to be a blessing to Him. For all that He's done, we're thankful, and we can't do enough for Him. So just begin to worship God with that offering. Lord, we give You our best. Lord, as we look in the Bible, we realize that just an offering is not what You desire. You didn't receive Cain's offering, and it was an offering, and it was a sacrifice. But You desire the best from us. You desire our first fruits. You desire that which is precious to us. And we give that to You this morning, Father. We worship You, and we honor You with our best, with the first fruits that You have blessed us with. Lord, we give You everything that we have today. We dedicate our lives to You. Everything we have is Yours. Use us, Father. Bless us and multiply us. Increase us. Make us blessed so that we can bless our enemies. We can bless our friends. We can bless every good work. We can be a blessing wherever we go, Father. Lord, may Your anointing and grace be upon us that we can be a blessing throughout the week to everybody we come across, Father. Give us the power to get wealth that we may increase and be a blessing, Father. I thank You, and we just praise You, Father, for it. We know that it's not in our power to get wealth, but it's you. It's always you. And we give you all the glory, and we don't forsake you when we're rich, but we bless you when we're rich. And we thank you that you're giving to everybody in here that's ready to receive from you. Lord, we are ready. We are ready to be used, and we just receive those blessings right now in Jesus' name. Thank you, Father. Amen. Amen. Are you ready? Yes. All right. The tithes into the storehouse, that's the church. So you can walk that tithe up and bring it to the plate, and you will be blessed. Amen. Amen. Praise God. Thank you, Jesus. Hallelujah. Thank you, Father.
Praise the Lord. Anyhow, amen. That's okay. Fine. Hallelujah. Isn't God good this morning? Hallelujah. Praise the Lord. Somebody say, thank you, Jesus.
Thank you, Jesus.
How many of y'all ready to learn something this morning?
Amen.
How many of you ready to learn something this morning? Amen. Amen. How many got your Bibles out there and you're ready to see God do something? Amen.
Amen.
How many of you glad that the tithes and offerings are blessed? Amen. Amen. Somebody say, thank you, Jesus.
Thank you.
That God's able to do exactly what he needs to do. Thank God that we do have that blessing. Amen?
Amen.
Praise the Lord. On Friday, we started teaching on some things last week, and I want to finish up on some of those things because I really believe it's the heart of God for us. And there were some things that were have transpired throughout the week, amen, to confirm the word of God that we're right on. Somebody say amen?
Amen.
Now, I'm glad that we got this crew here today because you can handle it. Look at somebody and say, you can handle it.
You can handle it.
How many can handle this teaching today?
Amen.
God is ultimately in control. The Lord will cause all things to work good. Amen?
Amen.
So we're going to take this opportunity of a church to put basically this size to put this teaching in there. Amen? Because not everybody can handle this kind of thing, but those that do, amen, will be able to do great things. Somebody say amen? How many know it's not? How many know the devil doesn't like you?
Amen.
How many know the devil doesn't like God? Amen.
Amen.
And the things of God. Amen. Somebody say amen.
Amen.
But greater is he that is in you and he that's in me than he that's in the world. And if the devil's out there trying to do something, I want to let you know that what's on the inside of you is greater than any plan the enemy has for you. Look at somebody and say, the devil has a plan.
The devil has a plan.
But thank God.
Thank God.
So does God.
So does God.
God's got a plan to prosper you, to give you an expected end. Amen. To give you a hope for the future. That's what the Bible says. Somebody said that's in the Bible.
Amen.
And not too many. It just tells you what the devil's desire is. It doesn't really tell you his plans because the Bible knows they won't succeed.
Amen.
Somebody
amen.
Say thank God. Usually, God usually gets specific in his plans in life because those things are going to come about. But usually when it talks about the devil's plan, it says, listen, the devil comes to keep, the devil comes what? To kill, steal, and destroy. The thief. Isn't that what the devil tried to do? The devil is that thief that seeks to steal, kill, and destroy.
Amen.
Somebody say amen.
Amen.
And to separate and to divide. Amen. But that's not too much of a goal, is it? That's not too much of a goal. That's not a destiny. That's a problem. Somebody say, thank God. That's one of the things you can find about the devil. The devil doesn't have a goal. Amen. He's just doing stuff, but there is no expected end for him. Amen. He knows that his end is finished. Amen. But God says, I got a plan. Somebody say, a plan. The devil may have a scheme, but God's got a plan. Somebody say, thank God. He's got a purpose. Amen. The devil's just walking around in circles doing the same old stuff he's done throughout the same. But God's got a destiny for you.
Yes,
somebody
amen.
Say, thank God.
Thank God.
And we're going to get it. Somebody say, hallelujah.
Amen.
We've got the word of the Lord concerning things, and we believe the report. Everybody say, whose report are you going to believe?
Amen.
Somebody say, whose report?
Whose report?
Are you going to believe? You got to make a decision. You know, you're given different things to jump on all week long. You know, you're getting the report of God, amen, the promise of God, and then you're getting the devil's report, amen.
But you got to choose which one you're going to put your faith in.
Amen.
Somebody say hallelujah.
Hallelujah.
Well, we got a report. Somebody say thank God. It made me feel real good when I got the report. We had a preacher come in on Friday night, and they had a deliverance service over there. They were talking to devils. Amen. They shouldn't be. Amen. We all know. Somebody say thank God for Bible school.
Thank God for Bible school.
They went through a deliverance service, and as they were going through the deliverance service, somebody can handle that. And they were delivering a certain person, and the devil had a nerve. Somebody say the devil's a trip. Had a nerve to say, and that church over there, nations. It startled the preacher so much that the preacher came over and visited us in the middle, it was late last night. And she said, I got to tell you this, and I want to tell you what this demon tried to say, just to let you know. Amen. Somebody say hallelujah.
Hallelujah.
The devil said, and that demon spoke through just as loud and just as clear. He said, you know that church over there, Nations Church, we've spoken against that thing, and it will never grow. Somebody say, oh, boy. It's the devil. Somebody say the devil. Said it will never grow in a deliverance service. You don't use the devil's curse and complain. Somebody say thank God. Well, that's some good news. Somebody say that's good news. Somebody say hallelujah.
Hallelujah.
That means we're on the right track. Amen.
Yes, amen.
If the devil doesn't want the thing to grow, that means there's something good out there.
Amen.
See, some people get upset when they hear stuff like that, but I started to rejoice because I know the word of God. Somebody say hallelujah. The Bible says that devil's a liar. Somebody say hallelujah. And he was a liar from the beginning. Hallelujah. So you want to find out what God's about to do? Listen to what the devil just said. Hallelujah. Hallelujah. Somebody say thank God.
Hallelujah.
Say thank God the devil's a liar.
Thank God.
A liar. I know the truth.
I know the truth.
Somebody say thank God. Somebody say the devil's shaking in his boots. Amen. He doesn't want to see the thing of God grow. Amen. But greater is he that is in me than he that's in the world. Somebody say hallelujah.
Amen.
I want you to know no weapon formed against you, me, the church, Jesus Christ will ever prosper. And every tongue that rises against it, amen, we condemn it with the word of God. Somebody say hallelujah.
Hallelujah.
Somebody say glory to God. Somebody say hallelujah. Somebody say I feel good now. I felt better when I got that report. See, because we're, you know, it's been slow growth. It's been slow growth. And we've been thinking, well, what is the slow growth? We don't understand it. You know, we're preaching too hard, you know, wrong color. What's wrong? What's wrong? We don't know. But when I find out it's just the devil, man, I felt real good.
Amen.
Somebody said, that makes my job a whole lot easier.
Yes, amen.
Somebody say, glory to God.
Glory to God.
Somebody say, hallelujah.
Hallelujah.
Therefore, we must understand that our growth situation is necessary. It's a spiritual battle.
Yeah.
For we wrestle not against flesh and blood, but against principalities and powers in high places. Somebody say glory to God.
Glory
but we're going to yank him down off of that seat in Jesus' name. Somebody
Amen.
Say thank you, Jesus.
Thank you.
Somebody say, because first of all, I made up in my mind I'm not going to let go of the promise of God. Hallelujah.
Amen.
Somebody say thank you, Jesus.
Amen.
Somebody say, God has said.
God.
Woo, hallelujah. And it shall come to pass. So I just want to let you know that. Amen. So when you see this thing going on right now, it's just dumb devils. Somebody say dumb devils.
Dumb devils.
See, demons are out there doing whatever they can do. And you got to look out for the wiles of the devil. And we got to, somebody said, when the enemy comes in like a flood, you got to raise up a standard against him. Shall raise up a standard against him. He will do all kind of stuff. He will do whatever he can do to stop the plan of God. But the Bible says, I would not have you ignorant of the devil's devices.
Amen.
Somebody say, thank you, Jesus.
Thank you, Jesus.
He didn't want you ignorant of the devil's plan. Amen. You got to know spiritually. Somebody say, listen, the devil's trying to cause something not to grow, something not to work, but he's a liar from the pit of hell, and it's not going to stop the work of God.
Amen.
Say, because I'm not going to give him any place in me. So you can realize that when the devil's trying to get people, people are strung out on drugs when they need to be in church. Somebody say, it's the devil.
It's the devil.
Amen. People are sick. You know, we all, you know, that spirit of sickness came through this house, tried to get on me. You know, it tried to get on me this past week. Amen. We were battling. It tried to get on Sister Bell, tried to get on Rita, tried to get on Rex. Somebody say, amen.
Jesse.
Tried to get on Brother Jesse Dickinson. Amen. Got on Brother Rex. I mean, it was sickness. I mean, never heard so many people getting sick at one time in all my life. Somebody say, it's the devil. Causing that thing not to grow. It's a plan causing it not to grow because it would discourage the hearts of the people.
Right.
Somebody say hallelujah.
Hallelujah.
Well, you got to be wise to those things and not, somebody say, don't give
the devil
place. I'm going to let you know, we used to say this real strong, and I'm going to say it again, and I'm going to stand on it. You don't have to be sick.
Amen.
Somebody say glory to God.
Glory to God.
I like how God did it. You know, Sister Belle came sick that night. She found out that Friday night when she was sick. She got here for the service. She was well. After the service, amen, them symptoms came back. But during that service, she was just fine. Somebody say hallelujah.
Praise God.
Somebody say, if you're sick, go to Jesus, who's a healer. Amen. Amen. Somebody say hallelujah. Glory to God. Somebody say, thank God. We're going to get this thing straight. Amen. That way you got to get to the point. Say, nothing.
Nothing.
Absolutely nothing. Separate me from the love of God. I made up in my mind, distress won't separate me. That means when I'm stressed out and the devil's trying to run this thing and run that thing and try to wear me out. Some say, it's not going to separate me from doing what God told me to do. Somebody say, hallelujah. Nor peril, amen, wars, amen, bombings and all this crazy stuff going on, amen. Guess what? It's not going to separate me from doing what God told me to do.
Amen.
So famine, amen, I'm too hungry to go to church. Someone say, I won't go when I'm hungry, glory to God. You can't do that, amen. You got to make up your mind you're going to go hungry, amen.
Amen.
I ain't got nothing to wear. Somebody say, I ain't got nothing to wear today. That's no excuse. He says, shall peril, so nakedness. Will nakedness keep you from serving the Lord? Amen. Somebody say, absolutely nothing is going to keep me from going forward in my God. Somebody say, hallelujah.
Amen.
Flat tire, I'll walk. Hallelujah.
Amen.
Somebody say, absolutely nothing will separate me from the love of God. You got to have that mindset and you'll overcome the devil. Amen. He's scared.
Amen.
Somebody say, the devil's afraid. But he's a liar from the pit of hell. Amen. Because he knows, good Lord, when this crew gets themselves together. Amen. He knows that he's in trouble. Somebody say amen.
Amen.
It's easy to kill a thing when it's in infancy stage. Amen.
Amen.
It's easy to kill something when it's just real little. Amen. Because that thing gets big, it's going to be a big problem to you. Somebody say amen.
Amen.
But we believe God says, say,
we shall live
and not die.
And
this, and the Lord said,
this is a season
of growth. Watch it happen. Somebody say hallelujah. You got to believe. See, God can say many things, but if you don't put your faith, somebody say your faith. And faith has to do with your belief and also your action.
That's right.
When you believe God said something, that means you got to act like it. Somebody say hallelujah.
Hallelujah.
Somebody say praise God. Tell somebody, act like it. So you got, listen, you got to mix the word of God with faith to see that thing manifest. So we just know that the devil's a liar and we're not going to let him. We're not going to give him any place. Somebody say hallelujah. How many of you want some real strong teaching now? Can I get you for about 15 minutes? Amen. We can close this out. Amen. We talked about good. Everybody say good and no good. Somebody say no good. Say we want the best. We want to get all the no good things out of our life.
Amen.
See, there's a spirit. See, that's what the devil tries to do to us. He tries to sow to us no good seeds. Seeds that will bring us no good, that will distract us. Amen. That will destroy us. Amen. All these wild things. Amen. Somebody say no good stuff. You know, when Jesus was about to go into his ministry and about to go into the great things that God had for him, the devil took him up on the high mountain and showed him all of these no good things. He said, all these things I'll give you if you just do this. You know, I'll supply it for you. I'll do all these things. Somebody say, all the devil's ideas.
All
the devil's schemes. Amen. All those things. Somebody say, no good. He will try to sell you no good. Amen. Before the best comes. He'll try, before God comes through with your breakthrough, there are lots of things will always come your way, amen, before the real thing actually shows up. Someone say, don't be deceived.
Don't be deceived.
Go for the heart of God, amen. The Bible says every good and perfect gift comes from where?
God.
Comes from heaven above, from the Father above. Somebody say, and we know how God gives us stuff. Everything God does, he does by what? Faith, right? And faith comes by hearing, and hearing by the word of God. Somebody say, if it didn't come by faith, I don't want it.
Amen.
Oh, y'all looking at me like I'm crazy.
Amen.
Amen. Somebody say, if it doesn't come by faith, by belief, amen, by prayer, amen, amen, anything, guess what? It's no good for me, amen. God's got something for you, and you can get it by faith and keep it by faith. Somebody say,
every good.
And perfect, something perfect.
Amen.
Get in the spirit.
Amen.
Get in the spirit, amen. Somebody say, filter. What you receive, amen. Do you believe God has the ability to meet your need and make a way for you out of no way?
Amen.
Do you believe that God can fix your situation, amen? Well, first of all, you got a limit. Say, hey, it's going to come from God. Somebody say, the Lord
is my source.
Say, the Lord is my shepherd. And if he's my shepherd,
he's my shepherd.
guess what? I'm not going to be in want. Stand up and tell somebody, the Lord is my shepherd. I shall not want. Whatever I need from God, I'm going to get it. And this is how it comes. I don't need anything.
Doesn't come this way.
Sit down. Hallelujah. Somebody say, thank you, Jesus. He'll bring it to you. Do you believe in God? He'll bring it to you. Somebody said, I just want some fun. He'll bring it to you. Amen. You get your faith together. Amen. He'll bring it to you. I want a car. Amen. Get your faith together. He'll bring it to you. Amen. I want some furniture. Get your faith together. He'll bring it to you. Amen. Hallelujah. Woo. Somebody say, thank you, Jesus. I need to get my hair done. Amen. Get your faith in Jesus. Glory to God. He'll bring it to you. You'll get it. Amen. Hallelujah. He knows the desires of your heart. Before you even ask, God knows. Before you even ask, God knows exactly what you really need, and He'll bring it to you. Thank you, Jesus. Somebody say, He's got my list already. Don't you worry about taking care of yourself. He'll do it.
Amen.
He'll do it. Amen. You'll never be in lack. Amen. The Bible says, I've been young, now I'm old, yet I have never, somebody say, never seen the righteous forsaken or their seed
begging for bread.
Hallelujah. You got to learn how you want to believe by faith. You got to learn. You got to figure out how much faith you want to have and how you want to live. Amen. Somebody say, thank you, Jesus. I'm going in for the long haul. Amen. I'm a fanatic. Amen. I'm a fanatic. I'm over on the deep end, and I'm not going back, and I like it that way. Some people get afraid. I had one friend, somebody said, you're just too involved in church. You know, I don't understand that. You got to get a break. Amen. You need a break or something like that. Yeah, like you in a cult or something like, amen. Holla. Well, I tell you what, if Jesus is in it, I want to be in it. Amen. Somebody say, thank you, Jesus.
Thank you, Jesus.
You couldn't hang with his crew.
Amen.
I mean, you couldn't hang with Jesus. Amen. They would have marked him up with David Koresh or something like that. You go to him, can I follow you? Sell everything you got, give it to the poor, and then come follow me. Amen. All this crazy stuff. Amen. If a man, tell him, listen, you want to follow me, lay down your life. Everybody got to take up their cross. Deny himself and all these different things they say. Somebody say, that sounds crazy to me. Amen.
Amen.
But it's all right. Amen.
All right.
Glory to God. Glory to God. How many of you want some good?
Amen.
How many are ready to get the best out of what God has for you? You got to believe the word.
Yes.
You got to believe the word. You got to believe the word. You got to believe the word for that thing to start to manifest in your life. God's fixing to do something. Amen. We tagged up with an anointing on Friday night. Praise God. My Lord have mercy. Wasn't that something? I mean, we had one of them services, and all of a sudden during that offering, the power of God came through this place. Amen. I felt this intense anointing, and as it was really strange, as I sensed the anointing, I just knew it was from Tulsa. Isn't that somebody said, that's really crazy. Amen. I knew that Brother Hagin was moving in something, because the last time I sensed that anointing was I was in a meeting with Brother Hagin in Plano, Texas years ago, and that same anointing came through this place. Amen. Hallelujah. So God's doing something, and we're a part of it. Hallelujah. Now I want to teach you something. You'll get out of here by 12:30. Amen. We're going to finish.
No good.
So say, no good.
No good.
But God wants you to have good. Amen. Several things are no good, you know, that cause, amen. The reason why, some of the reasons why this crowd is smaller than one, because not everybody can hang with this message.
Amen.
Not everybody can hang with this message today, but if you hang with it, you'll be blessed. I promise you. Amen.
Amen.
You meditate and you think about it yourself and see what God can do for you. Amen.
Amen.
Hallelujah. Now, several things are no good. We've learned that having no help, somebody say, no help, is no good. How many believe, did we lay that case out last week? He said, it's not good for man to be alone, therefore I will make him a helpmate. Amen?
Amen.
So whatever you need to do, if you think God's going to do it with you, he's going to give you some help in that thing. Amen? Yes. Somebody say, wait on your help. Amen? Jump out on stuff all by yourself. Amen?
Mm-hmm.
Amen? If that's the way God set it up, you can wait on it. He'll hook it up. Amen?
Yeah.
It's real. God always does certain things. Amen. He'll always do things his way. There are ways of the Spirit.
Amen.
And you've got to learn the ways of God and start to flow in it and trust in those things that depend on it. Amen.
Yes.
Don't jump out in anything like a chicken with your head cut off. Wait for the anointing of the Holy Ghost and also wait for the help he sends you. Amen. Wait for that supernatural confirmation and watch what God does. Somebody say hallelujah. It's no good when we don't have help. Amen. And we can apply that to our church. Amen. The church is no good unless we get a helps ministry.
Amen.
Do you know the Holy Ghost told me that?
Yes.
You know, the Holy Ghost told me that. There were several services we went to, and all of a sudden I got this, almost an indignation. I wasn't mad for myself, amen, because I'm all right. I can roll, amen. But, you know, there was just a rough, somebody say, just a rough, amen. I could just tell the Spirit of God was grieved or somewhat agitated, amen. You got to learn the ways of God. And I didn't understand about it. I said, God, what is it? God, what is it? What is it? And I went to my office and I just got to work. No good. How'd you like to have that? No good. Everybody say no good. I said, what do you mean no good, God? He said, the church is no good. And I want it to be good and I want it to be best. Amen. I want it to do what I declared it should do. Amen. And there are ways with God and you don't have a right and I don't have the right to change the ways that God does some things. Amen. How many of you want God to do the work? Amen. Amen. Then we got to learn the ways of God and flow in that thing and just trust it. Amen. Well, I said, well, what are you he's talking about now? He said, listen, help is good. Somebody say amen. Amen. And the church will be no good. Do you hear what I'm saying? We'll continue to do this about as best as it'll get. Amen. But the church will be no good until we develop a healthy helps ministry. And we're teaching this, according to the scripture, amen, of last week, he said, it's not good for anybody to be alone, amen, to take this city. Guess what? He said, listen, boy, you're not going to do that by yourself. Look at somebody and tell them what you desire to do in your life. Look at them and say, hey, you're not going to do that by yourself. You need Jesus. You need God. And if you need Jesus and you need God, he's going to flow through other people. So say, humble yourself. Amen. It's God in you that does the work. Glory to God. So you got to realize you got to sit back there and say that God is going to bring that help. Amen. Amen. Now go right here. There are several things that was no good. We've learned last week that it's no good not to have helps. Study that for yourself. You see it. Amen. Therefore, everybody in here is going to get a helps ministry. Somebody say amen. Amen. Tell me, because I want God's best. Amen. Amen. We tried it the other way. Amen. Now we're going to try it. God, I got a word from heaven. Amen. So I'm not worried about hurting somebody's feelings. You hear what I'm saying? Why? Because I want God's best. Amen. I don't want the Spirit of God to be grieved. You hear what I'm saying? Amen. How many want good? Amen. Then do things God's way. Amen. God's got a whole amen. He ain't going to get in agreement with us until we get in agreement with him. Say it. He will not get in agreement with us until we get in agreement with him. I was told to another person on Friday night. I said, Friday night, they're Holy Ghost meetings. And God's been dealing with me. Holy Ghost meetings is all about the supernatural. That means we need the grace of God to move. Amen. We need the anointing of God to move, amen, because if God doesn't move in certain people, don't you know there are several things that need to happen in a Holy Ghost meeting? Yes. Don't you know there are certain people that won't get saved until they get to a Holy Ghost meeting? Do you know there are certain people that will never happen in their life? Do you know that certain people will never get a breakthrough unless they see the sign and wonder that God requires? They need a sign and a wonder. Well, that's what Holy Ghost meetings are all about.
Yes.
Holy Ghost means it's all about sign and wonder because somebody might be in doubt. Somebody might be in unbelief. Amen. Some people need healing. I told Jesse, I said, now when we were in Shreveport, different people got healed, but we didn't have lots of healings. Why? Because they were young people and not that many young people needed healing. But what they needed was signs and wonders. They needed God to show up and say, hey, I'm real, I'm here. So what the people needed, they got. But you got to pay the price. Somebody say amen. To get the people to receive what God has for them.
Amen.
It's not enough. See, we worried about it. We just want to get the visitors in here. We want to get the visitor here, but we want to get the Holy Ghost in here.
Amen.
And in order to get the Holy Ghost in here, we got to make sure things are done his way.
Amen.
So you get back and you follow instructions. Amen. If your cake comes out flat, go back and read the Betty Crocker box. And don't second guess the directions. Amen.
Amen.
Just follow directions and let God be God. It's real easy that way. It's easy. Somebody say it's easy to come out. Just listen to the Holy Ghost and obey. Put down your flesh. Put down, and I'm talking to myself and I'm talking to everybody else. You got to put down your flesh and obey God. God is real. And we have got so much culture within us, so much worldly tradition within us, refuse to obey the Holy Ghost in our life. And that makes us not receive God's best. And we think that's okay. We make God filter through our mindset. Worldly mindset is God is part-time. He's not God. He's just my little co-pilot sometime.
Mm-mm.
Tell you what, before there was the USA, there was God.
Amen.
Amen. Before there was Israel, there was God. You hear what I'm saying? Before there was routines, there was God. Before there were 7 days a week, guess what? There was God. Before there was sunrise, guess what? There was God. Before there was sunset, guess what? There was God. So there's nothing out there, amen, that was before God. What does that mean? Somebody say authority. See, God's going to teach us about the authority. That's the first. He's trying to set you free and let you know, say, I rule over everything. I'm trying to set you free from a lot of stuff. But you want to still be bound, amen? God's trying to set us free and deliver us from some stuff, but yet we still want to be bound. The Bible says, he who the Son sets free, you're going to be free indeed. Amen. Your whole mindset will change. If any man be in Christ, behold, he shall become a new creature. Old things. Somebody say old thing. All of it. All that old stuff, let it pass away. Pass away means dead, amen? Amen. Glory to God. They say, well, she didn't pass away. He didn't pass away, amen? That old way, that old mindset, let it pass away. Glory to God.
Amen.
Somebody say hallelujah.
Hallelujah.
I'm teaching this morning. Glory
yes,
to God.
Amen.
Hallelujah.
Thank you, Jesus.
Woo! You can be free if you want to be free. And I tell you what, you can get over to that realm of the supernatural, amen? That comes if you just step out, amen? Step out and not be bound. Amen. Take that step of faith to obey the Holy Ghost in all things.
Amen.
People are afraid to allow the Holy Ghost to take total control of their life. I've got to have this. I've got to have that. I've got to do this. This is mine. That's mine. That's mine. Those roles. To whom much is given, much is required. I tell you, I'm living this. Look, there's nothing more I want to do than obey the Holy Ghost.
Amen.
That's not my job. That's my life. Being a pastor is not my job, it's my life.
Amen.
You hear what I'm saying? Amen. Hallelujah. It's not a 40-hour a week type deal for me, amen. Before there were 40 hours a week, amen, it just came out in the 30s, amen. There was God.
Amen.
Amen. Hallelujah. Somebody say, thank you, Jesus.
Thank you.
But we refuse to expand our mindset. We refuse to renew our mind to the Word of God. You'll find your life getting better and you just learn to obey the Holy Ghost. Amen. It gets real easy. Somebody say, well, what you clean the church for again? The Holy Ghost said. Somebody say, it's easy. Well, don't you got to do this? No, this is how I'm going to do that. Somebody say, this is how I'm going to do it. You ever heard a little song, a little kiss? This is how we wash the car, wash the car, wash the car. This is how we wash the car so early in the morning. Well, I'll tell you what. This is how we build the church, build the church. Build the church.
Amen.
This is how we build the church. Listen to the Holy Ghost.
Right.
I'm serious. Listen to the Holy Ghost and obey. Whether he says go preach on the street corner or clean a toilet, listen to the Holy Ghost.
Amen.
When you see me vacuuming the floor, this is how we build the church. Build the church. Build the church. Why? Unless the Lord build the house, they do what? Labor in vain. Just tell them, hear God,
hear God,
and obey.
And
obey. So we say, thank you, Jesus.
Thank you, Jesus.
That miracle is going to manifest. That miracle is going to manifest. And God's been speaking to my heart about the supernatural. Amen. So I'm just doing what the Holy Ghost tells me to do. We don't know his timing.
Yes.
Jesus could show up any day now. And people don't want to realize that. Amen. These are the last and evil days. So we can expect God to do some wild, freaky stuff.
Amen.
I mean, we want God to do more. Amen. But we're not willing to give more. Amen. Somebody say, thank you, Jesus.
Thank you, Jesus.
It's no longer I that lives, but Christ that lives in me. Hallelujah. How many of you want to have revival?
Amen.
No, I'm serious. How many of you want to have a revival?
Amen.
How many of you tasted revival, real revival? I have. I have. I've tasted revival, and I know the fruit of revival. I know what it does to people. Amen. Somebody say, thank you, Jesus.
Thank you, Jesus.
Glory to God. Most of the time, you got exactly what you want. When you really think about it, somebody says, well, this is all that's going on in my life. Well, that's all you want. We want to blame God for things that somebody said, that's all you want. That's all you can take. Amen. But if you want God to do some more, guess what? You got to do some more. Amen.
Amen.
Give him some space to move. Amen. When God told us to stretch out our tent stake, what did he mean by stretch out your tent stake? Amen. Somebody say, stretch out your obedience. Stretch out your obedience. Go out there and do exactly. How many of you believe that God speaks and you do exactly what the Holy Ghost tells you to do?
Amen.
And things will start to happen.
Amen.
So, first point I wanted to get you down. Amen. Listen. So say help.
Help.
Say it again.
Help.
Help. I made a statement. Some of you don't understand it, amen, but I know it's God, amen. The foundation to faith is help. Foundation to faith is help. You will find when people get out there and start to help, amen, their faith will increase. And I'm going to show you the circle. Everything, see, I'm telling you, it's a circle, amen. It's a circle. It's a cycle. Someone say the cycle. And that cycle's full. It gets broken and people can't go anywhere because the wheel is broken and they don't know where it's broken. Amen. Where they get caught up in their faith and they don't know why they get caught up and it rolls like this instead of running smoothly. Amen. And your faith cycle in this church is not accelerating like it needs to accelerate. Amen. In the area of helps. Amen. I'm going to show you in Scripture. Somebody say, thank you, Jesus.
Thank you, Jesus.
Before I show you that, I want to tell you another thing that's not good. Turn to 1 Samuel chapter 26, verse 1. Oh, something's going to get good. 1 Samuel 12. I'm so glad Mary's here this morning. Woo, thank you, Jesus. God's about to do something. I just sense the anointing of the Holy Ghost right now. I sense the anointing of the Holy Ghost right in this place right now.
Thank you,
Jesus. Thank you, Jesus. See, some of these things, this is, Yekomo Hoshana Hete Kuvalahai. Hallelujah. 1 Samuel chapter 26. Amen. You're getting some meat that they haven't got in this area. You're getting some stuff. God's given you some stuff that he hadn't spoken in this area before. Somebody say, thank you, Father.
Thank you, Father.
Hallelujah. Thank you, Jesus. And the Ziphites came unto Saul to Gibeah, saying, doth not David hide himself in the hill, which is before this place? Then Saul arose and went down to the wilderness of Ziph, having 3,000 chosen men of Israel with him, to seek David in the wilderness. And Saul pitched in the hill of Hakilah, which is before Jeshimon, by the way. But David abode in the wilderness, and he saw that Saul came after him in the wilderness. David therefore sent out spies and understood that Saul was come in very deed. And David arose where Saul had pitched, and David beheld the place where Saul lay. And Abner, the son of Ner, the captain of the host, and Saul lay there in the trench, and the people pitched round about them. Then David answered and said to Amalek the Hittite and to the other guys that were with him, saying, who will go down with me to Saul's camp? And Abishai said, I will go down with thee. So David and Abishai came to the people by night, and behold, Saul lay sleeping within the trench, and his spear stuck in the ground in his bolster. But Abner and the people lay around about him. Some say, lay around about. 3,000 of them, all of them laid around about. Amen. Then said Abishai to David, God have delivered thine enemy into thine hands this day. Now therefore, let me smite him with the spear even to the earth at once, and I will smite him the second time. And David said to Abishai, behold, destroy him not, for we can stretch forth his hand. For who can stretch forth his hand against the Lord's anointed and be guiltless? So read that again. Who can stretch forth their hand against the Lord's anointed,
and be guiltless?
But David said, therefore, as the Lord liveth, the Lord shall smite him, or his day shall come to die, and he shall descend into battle and perish. The Lord forbid. Someone say, the Lord forbids. Write this down straight up. Happen. And I'm giving y'all stuff because God's going to do what he wants to do. And there's going to be rapid growth. You hear what I'm saying? And this teaching needs to be in there for the strong. Amen. So you know this so you don't have to second guess it straight up. So say, the Lord forbid that I stretch forth my hand against the Lord's anointed. Hallelujah. But I pray thee, take now thy spear that is in the boulder and the cruse of water, and let us go. And David took the spear and the cruse of water from Saul's bolster, and they gat them away, and no man saw it, nor knew it, neither awake. For they were all asleep, because deep sleep from the Lord was fallen upon them. Say, watch out. Someone say, hallelujah. Now, some of you, there's one point I want to give you there, but it's not the main point. But you better get this in your spirit. Amen. There is something supernatural about ministry offices. Amen. We don't teach this too often. It's deadly when we don't teach this to people. Amen. If you were in the church years ago, you would have learned this, but people are afraid to teach it today. Amen. But we're going to teach it. We got to learn it. First of all, Saul was in sin at this point. He was just messed up and wrong. Somebody say amen.
Amen.
But yet, even in his wrong, somebody say hallelujah.
Hallelujah.
David said what? God forbid. Somebody say God forbid. To mess with the anointing. Somebody say hallelujah.
Hallelujah.
Somebody say thank you, Jesus.
Thank you, Jesus.
Glory to God. There are several things. Somebody, it is not good. Somebody say it's not good.
It's not good.
Not to help.
Not to help.
It's also not good.
To
mess with the anointing.
To mess with the anointing.
And whether you realize it or not, there are anointed people out there, and I'm gonna tell you straight up, I know I'm one. Hallelujah. I'm not tooting my own horn. Amen. Just in case you can't figure it out. Amen. I've been around for a long time. Amen. Hallelujah. Somebody say, thank you, Jesus. Somebody say, glory to God. When you see me make it this clear, there's a reason. Hallelujah.
Amen.
Say, God forbid.
God forbid.
Hallelujah. So get that. See, this will help you in the future. As this thing rolling on and you're doing that certain thing and you want God's best to come out there, amen, there are certain biblical things you can get down on the inside of you that will stop a lot of mess. Somebody say, hallelujah. Well, we got to do something about it. We got to do something about that. No, David said, listen, if God put that person there, God can handle it. You hear what I'm saying?
Amen.
So say, thank you, Jesus.
Thank you, Jesus.
I've been under people who just know they were off. God will deal with it. Somebody say, hallelujah. You don't have to do, you know, if that anointed person, amen, first of all, you're not called to follow every little thing out there. Amen. But if God puts you in a house and that anointing, amen, is doing something you don't understand, you pray about it and watch what God does. Amen. And don't you pray that nobody be dying around here either. Amen. But God will take care of it. Say, God forbid,
God forbid,
amen, that I touch
the anointing
of the Holy Ghost.
The Holy Ghost.
There's another teaching you might need to have. Now, see, we don't have this kind of group now. Thank you, Jesus. Y'all are a good group. Amen. We don't have no problems in this area. Thank you, Jesus. Amen. But every once in a while, spirits of control, somebody say control, will get out there and get themselves in trouble thinking that God needs a hand. Amen. There are certain things you need to watch out for and look out for. Notice that at the time when they were bringing the ark, amen, the ark of the covenant represented the presence of God or represented the anointing. There was a story in the Bible, they were carrying the ark of God or the anointing from one place to the other, trying to get the presence of God someplace. Somebody said they were trying to take God over. Amen. They ran into some problems trying to get the anointing over. Anybody ever seen stuff like that? Amen. We're trying to get the anointing over to this whole area. We're trying to get the anointing over there. And every once in a while, we run into problems trying to carry this presence, trying to handle this anointing, trying to handle this thing. It represents the presence of God. All of a sudden, some of the people that were carrying that anointing or carrying that ark or carrying that little vessel, amen, they started to stumble. So they didn't look like they could handle it. They just started to lose their balance a little bit, amen. And somebody out in the crowd, well-meaning, somebody say
well-meaning.
Somebody said, let me just help them a little bit. Amen. And I'm just going to steady this ark a little bit just in case. Somebody said
they put
the hand on something they didn't have no business putting their hand on. God took that boy out that day. Somebody say,
hallelujah.
Touch not my anointing. Somebody say, thank you, Jesus. There are certain things, you hear what I'm saying, that are not touchable. We saw a movie, somebody say, The Untouchables. You ever heard that movie, The Untouchables? You know where they got that? The Word.
Mm-hmm.
There are certain things in your life. There are certain anointings in your life that God protects you in that same fashion. When somebody's anointed to do something, you better get out of their way.
Amen.
When somebody's ordained of God to fulfill a specific task and do all this other stuff, guess what? You better watch out. Somebody say, hallelujah.
Hallelujah.
You'll end up losing. And they used to teach me, they say, you come out, see people just say, listen, never heard say, so you better be careful about coming out against the anointing. How many of you enjoy this teaching? Glad. How many of you glad? I had this on my thing. I, when I saw a crowd this size today, I was really happy. Amen. Because this doesn't go over too well over in many different places, but I knew this is what God had for us. Amen. Amen. But I couldn't understand. Somebody said, you touch the anointing of God. Amen. You come against the anointing of God. What do? Anybody heard it? You die. Mm-hmm. I said, well, no, that ain't true because I've seen people do stuff. I've seen people that came out against the anointing. They're still here. I didn't understand. I said, no, no, no. Have you ever heard of that? They used to tell me that in old school people. I said, you have to show me that in the Word. I don't understand. But you know what? In the long run, I've seen it come to pass. Death. Somebody say death. Yeah. Dreams die. Spiritual visions die. Salvation. Amen. Different people get out there and they get to the point to where they start offending. See, the anointing of God, the first thing they start to offend and start to mess with the anointing of God. And the anointing of God is what started them off. Amen. And they come against that anointing. And sooner or later, every good thing on that presence that they used to get from God, it dies. Amen. Dreams. Amen. Spirit. Somebody say spiritual death.
Spiritual death.
Says, listen, you can offend many things in God. He said, but don't touch the Holy Ghost. Don't offend the Holy Ghost. Amen. He said, but listen, if you offend the Holy Ghost, it's very difficult, amen, to blaspheme in the Holy Ghost. Amen. Don't worry about that. Amen. But watch out grieving the anointing of, don't ever get familiar with the anointing of the Holy Ghost. You get in trouble. Somebody say, thank you, Jesus. Now I want to get on to something else. Amen. Let's keep reading verse 13. Then David went over to the other side and stood on the hill on the top of a hill afar off, a great space being between them. And David cried to the people and to Abner, the son of Ner, saying, answereth thou not, Abner? Then Abner answered and said, who art thou that criest to the king? And David said to Abner, art not thou a valiant man? Who is like thee in Israel? Wherefore then hast thou not kept the Lord, the king, thy Lord, the king? So David questioned those that were supposed to be keeping, somebody say, keeping the anointing.
The anointing.
Write this down, and I want to show you something real quick. It is not good not to keep and guard the anointing. You have an anointing on the inside of you, amen, that you can talk about your prophetic office, your pastor offices, and different things. That's one area. But also in Scripture, you have an anointing on the inside of you. He said, guard the gift or that thing that's on the inside of you. And many times we lose anointings and we lose different things because we refuse to guard it. So say, it is not good, not to guard. You won't have good happen in your life if you don't guard that thing that God's given you. God wants you, good things to come to you in church, different things. He'll preach a word and do all this other stuff, and you'll get that word on the inside of you. You go running off like a chicken without your head off, without guarding that anointed word of God. Guess what? Ain't no good going to come to you. So say, no guard.
No guard.
No good.
No good.
Somebody say, hallelujah.
Hallelujah.
Say it again. No guard.
No guard.
No good. You gotta wake up to some stuff. You think you can be out there just all open to everything? You know, you're not gonna get any good thing to come to your life. You're not gonna get stuff to come to you if you don't learn how to watch out for the devil. You better learn to guard and protect that which God has entrusted to you. Somebody say, thank you, Jesus. If the church of God is anointed and it is anointed, guess what? You're gonna have to guard it. And if you don't guard it, guess what? You're not gonna get any good out of it. If that personal anointing on the inside of you is good and you don't guard that anointing and you don't guard that presence, guess what's going to happen? You're not going to get the good out of it. Anything valued is guarded.
Amen.
And we become so laxed and so familiar. Catherine Coleman was a mighty anointed woman of the Holy Ghost. She was a mighty woman of God, but she learned to guard the anointing of the Holy Ghost so strong. People thought, oh, she's just being picky. She's just doing certain things. She getting there. And she said, no, she knew what God told her. She wouldn't even let people wear dusty shoes on the platform. People were talking. She'd cry and she'd plead. She'd say, oh, please, calm, stop. And they didn't understand. What was she doing? She was guarding. Someone say, guard.
Guard.
The anointing.
The anointing.
How many believe? See, many people don't, they've never experienced the anointing. They don't realize the anointing. They think it's all a bunch of flesh and a bunch of people making noise. No, it's the Holy Ghost.
Amen.
And what you don't guard, you'll lose. Some say it's no good,
not
to guard. Every good supernatural thing, people that got past it have been around a long good time, they got people around them that learned to guard. Mm-hmm. Brother Jesse, is the word to the Holy Ghost for you up there in the sound booth. Holy Ghost gave you a word 3 years ago. This is a good word to back that up. Amen. Guard that which God has entrusted to you. So here is this man, Abner. Somebody say Abner. I'm prophetically preaching this morning. We're going to be off in something else. Amen. But these are instructions for the strong. This is instruction for leadership. Amen. So say, no good not to help.
No good not to guard.
Help and guard. And it just seems that these two areas are certain areas that we've been lax in our ministry. Amen. We've been so open, you know, anything can come in here. We don't check it. Amen. Anybody can do whatever you got to do, say whatever they want to say, act in a kind of way. Some say, not anymore. God said, you better guard that stuff.
Thank you, Jesus.
Guard the sheep. Amen. Guard the pastor. Guard the church. Somebody say, be on. He said, be wise as serpents, but innocent as doves.
Amen.
So be on the lookout. So say, I just want to pray. But Jesus told us, say, watch and pray. I just want to tell you what, if you don't watch while you worship sometime, guess what? You won't be worshiping long because any old devil will get up in there. You hear what I'm saying? So say, guard. Oh, we've made it out, thank you, Jesus, supernaturally through many different ordeals. And we've had some dangerous people in this house, some spiritual dangerous people. We've had so many witches come through this place,
mm-hmm.
Witches, warlocks, all kind of mess, people that were completely rebellious, amen, deadly people. That if they had their desire, if they had their way, there wouldn't be a house of God. Dangerous. Somebody say, dangerous.
Dangerous.
Controlling spirits,
mm-hmm.
All kind of stuff. Thank God for wisdom.
Yes.
Thank God for Holy Ghost wisdom.
Amen.
To whom much is given, much is required. Now, we're small enough that we were able to catch some of that stuff.
Yes.
What's going to happen if a bunch of people come through here? Everybody's got to be on the lookout. Somebody say,
yes.
To guard
the anointing of the Holy Ghost. Thank you, Jesus.
Why are you doing certain things? I'm guarding the anointing. We got to be careful. Somebody say hallelujah. Watch that attitude. Watch this over here. Somebody say, what are you doing? Somebody say, guarding that which has been entrusted to us.
That which has been entrusted to us.
Are you seeing this?
Amen.
Hallelujah. Pray in the Holy Ghost. He said, this thing, now listen, he said, listen, for there came one of the people in to destroy the king and thy Lord. Oh, hallelujah. I just sense the anointing of the Holy Ghost. See, Saul was even off. But even while he was off, somebody came in there in the midst to take out the king. Somebody say hallelujah.
Hallelujah.
And he said right there in the midst of it, listen, this thing is what? Not everybody. 1 Samuel chapter 26, verse 16. Everybody read it. This thing, do you see it? Thing is not what?
Not good.
How many of you want good?
Amen.
Makes it real easy, huh?
Mm-hmm.
You reap what you sow. He said, listen, he said, a lack of guardianship is not good.
Amen.
A church that doesn't guard its ministry, its anointing, its leadership, its sheep, its children, its possession, amen. It's confession, it's vision, amen, guess what? It will be no good. Somebody say hallelujah.
Mm-hmm.
Are you seeing the same thing?
Amen.
David told him, this thing what you do is not good, hallelujah. Ooh, hallelujah, how many sense the anointing today, amen?
Amen.
This is some strong words. You get the devil up there, I tell you what, the devil up there prophesied and saying certain things, that thing will never go. I tell you what, if you don't guard it, will come to pass.
Mm.
If you don't guard it, will come to pass. You better get on the lookout. Intercessor better pray. Amen. As the Lord liveth, ye are worthy to do what? As the Lord liveth, let's read this. Let's go on down.
You are worthy to die.
You are worthy to die because you have not kept your master, the Lord's anointed. Let me tell you what. Many people, there are many, you ever seen dead churches? Ever gone to dead churches? People are spiritually dead. You can't get a word to save them. The anointing God couldn't get anybody healed. Amen. Couldn't get a touch from God. Couldn't sense the presence of God. Why? Because different people, I'm going to tell you, they sow to spiritual death. They sow to dead churches, amen, because they continually do no good and wonder why they got dead things happen. Mm-hmm. They say, when you don't guard, it's worthy to die. How many want the, come on now, oh, glory to God. We're talking about grieving the Holy Ghost here. Somebody say amen. Amen. And we get all upset. I can't feel the presence of God. I can't feel the anointing of God and all this other stuff. Let me tell you what. If you don't guard that thing which you got, glory to God, it's worthy to die, amen. If you don't cherish and you don't guard the anointing on the inside of you, God has every right to allow that thing to dwindle out. Yes. Said, keep your lamps trimmed and burning. Amen. Yes. Jesus is coming back for a church without spot nor wrinkle. And those virgins had the responsibility to make sure their lamps were burning.
Yes.
If you think you can get in this thing and be all slack and laxed, somebody say, oh, I don't want to hear this kind of thing. Well, go someplace else. Amen. But you want to keep the fire burning, you better guard it. You better guard your devotional life. Amen. People are going to tell you, you don't need to get in the Bible. You don't need to do all these other things. Guess what? If you don't keep that devotional hour, you don't keep worship, you don't keep those things, guess what? What you don't keep, you'll lose.
Right.
Somebody say, thank you, Jesus.
Thank you, Jesus.
I mean, you can learn anything this morning.
Amen.
Now, see where the king's spear is and the cruse of water that is with his bolter? Somebody say, hallelujah.
Hallelujah.
So God wants you to keep that which has been entrusted to you and not allow. Some say, I won't allow it to die. Somebody say, thank you, Jesus. See, we allow anybody to come in with any old kind of report, any old kind of thing, any old kind of message. Amen. Don't you ever let the devil talk to you without coming back with the word of God. Somebody say, amen. What you don't guard will die.
Amen.
Say, guard it.
Guard it.
If you don't guard your healing, you'll lose it. You don't guard your prosperity, you'll lose it. Somebody say, guard it.
Guard it.
It is not good, not hard. Somebody say, hallelujah.
Hallelujah.
Hallelujah. Just start to pray in the Holy Ghost. I'm going to try to close this out. I know you're here. Amen. Hallelujah. Acts chapter 15, verse 37. I'm building the case. Crystal, if you got to go, you got to go. You got to get on the road. I understand. Hallelujah. I'm building my case. She's saying it's just good though. Amen. Crystal's driving to Alabama this week. How many of you are going to miss her?
Amen.
Mighty woman of God. Amen.
Thank you.
So I'm just trying to build this case to make sure you get biblical word on the inside of you.
Amen.
This is a case that has to do with helps here. Acts chapter 15, verse 37. And Barnabas determined to take with them John, whose surname was Mark. But Paul thought not what? Good to take him.
Amen.
Somebody say, glory to God. Basically, Paul said, Mark ain't no good. Somebody say, hallelujah.
Hallelujah.
There are a lot of people that God would love to take you on to higher things. The ministry would love to take you on to higher places, love to do some stuff with you, amen. But deep down on the inside, they know. Somebody say, no good. You can take them if you want to, but it ain't going to do you no good. How many know some people like that? Amen?
Amen.
I try to drag people along. I try to put people in ministry and do certain things and they weren't any good. Hallelujah. We're learning some things. Hallelujah.
Thank you, Jesus.
Here was the apostle right here. Listen, who departed from, say he left.
He left.
No good people leave.
No good people leave.
When times get rough, they get, you know what? They get slack. When adversity comes, they get slack. When a little opposition comes, somebody say, thank you, Jesus. When things are going well, hey, woohoo, we got to be like with it, amen. Through the storm and through the rain, amen. Somebody say, thank you, Jesus. Anybody walked out on you when you were in battle, guess what? Don't worry, you didn't lose nothing. They were no good. Somebody say, no good people run. Somebody say, thank you, Jesus. Hallelujah. Bible says you're not even supposed to take people with you that are in fear.
Amen. That's right.
You're afraid to go for the future of God. You're afraid to believe God. You don't qualify to go. Amen. You're afraid to, you know, there's a reverential fear, amen, that needs to be there, amen. But if you're afraid to believe God, amen, guess what? You better not step out. I'm afraid to do a church. What's going to happen? Wouldn't nobody show up? I'm afraid to do this, amen. Guess what? You better leave the butt right there, amen. Somebody say, thank you, Jesus.
Thank you, Jesus.
Don't run with people that are afraid.
Amen.
Hallelujah. Somebody say, thank you, Jesus.
Thank you, Jesus.
Hallelujah. And he went not with them. Somebody say, he didn't go with them.
And he didn't go with them.
To do what? Everybody read that word.
To do what?
Somebody say, to do what?
Work.
Paul said, listen, he didn't go with us to do what? Work. Everybody say that word five times. Work, 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 work. So say,
no good people
run
when it's time
to work.
Amen.
You're not going to have a good church, amen, with people with that mentality. Paul understood that. Amen. Now, just because this boy was no good at this point, and he was no good, I believe the Apostle Paul.
Mm-hmm.
I believe Paul's report, because I didn't hear too many good reports about Barnabas' ministry with John, Mark. And I believe he discipled that boy and got that boy together so that he was able to do good later on. But at this point, at this season of their life, Paul was able to do better with Barnabas. Somebody say hallelujah.
Hallelujah.
Because of this. Somebody say amen. This is the fruit of no good people. Verse 39. And the contention was so sharp between them that they departed asunder one from another. So listen. No, not only was this one boy no good, amen. Now Silas is no good because of strife and dissension. Somebody say hallelujah. Somebody say
the fruit
of no good people. They split stuff. They run from work and strife and dissension, and they split stuff. Amen. Well, this is good teaching this morning. It's a rough message for Sunday morning, but it's good. And I'm going to get through it so we can get on to some good stuff. Amen. Get on to what God has for us. Amen. We're going to put a nail in the devil's coffin today.
Amen.
Hallelujah. Woo! Thank you, Jesus. Oh, you can, the Bible says, you know a tree by the fruit it bears.
That's right.
How many know people like that don't want to work? And every time you see them, always some mess. We need to get blunt with people. Say, oh, don't worry about it, honey. I know why that's going on in your life. Amen. Just no good. Glory to God. Someone say, thank you, Jesus. I already took the offering this morning. Y'all can go if you have to. Amen. But I'm going to get through this. Amen. Hallelujah. I feel that heat. Hallelujah. Now listen, Paul chose, someone say, Paul found Silas and departed. Amen. Recommended by the brother and unto what? What did he get? He got rid of the no good stuff and got what?
Grace.
That means that he couldn't get any grace with Mark at that time. Didn't say that both of them had grace. Grace represents the presence and the anointing of the Holy Ghost. The manifestation. He got rid of that no good stuff. Somebody say amen. He cast out the leaven. Amen. He got rid of some stuff. Glory to God. Amen. He found solace. Somebody say, thank God. Somebody that was with him in the prison. If Mark was there, you know, Mark wouldn't have been in prison with Paul praying all night long and seeing those prisoners. We would never have had that story if Mark was in the book. They were in there singing songs and hymns. And, you know, when Paul and Silas was in the prison all night long and they sang songs and prayed all night long and worshiped God and the prison doors open. I wonder what that song would have been if it had been Mark.
I can't believe we're in this place.
They would have never even got to the place where they would have been in prison.
Amen.
Would have been in trouble.
Amen.
Somebody say, but
thank God.
He took somebody that had some good on the inside of them. Amen. Somebody that had some of that grace on that Holy Ghost anointing on the inside of them. And when you got some people that can do good, amen, you get grace.
Yes.
And grace is God. You can't control the grace of God. You cannot control the grace of God. That is as the Holy Ghost wills. When the Holy Ghost anointing flows through the church, that's as God wills. We can't control that. We can't say, I guess we're just going to have a Holy Ghost meeting. We can try to get up there. Okay, I'll shake, you shake, and see if we can start something up. It don't work like that. You just get sweaty. You don't get blessed. Somebody say, thank you, Jesus.
Thank you, Jesus.
But if we get out to no good, somebody say, thank you, Jesus. This is a good teaching. Hallelujah. You get out to no good, you'll get the grace. Somebody say, no good.
Amen.
Woo, hallelujah. How many ready to get some grace? Catching this teaching? Are you catching this teaching? Are you getting it?
Yes.
Are you getting it?
Yes.
God's telling us, listen, you get this stuff together, I'm going to show you right now how your faith going to start to work on a higher level. He said, I can do much more than this. He's trying to fix it so he can. I can do much more than this. I said, we're going to do it. He said, you just shut up a little bit and let me teach you. I'll show you how to do it. He's fixing all those little short circuits.
Yes.
Said, first of all, you need to be like Gideon and go down to the water again. Amen. Get rid of the no good. Mm-hmm. Somebody say, get me some people I can work with. Somebody I can put my hand on. Amen. See, God can feed. Listen, if he can feed 5,000 men, amen, off of some fish, a little bit of fish and some loaves of bread. It wasn't even, I mean, you couldn't even put it in a grocery bag what they had.
Amen.
Amen. And he fed 5,000 people. You can get what God wants you to get accomplished with grace. Say, I'd rather have God's grace than a bunch of no good people any day.
Any day. Hallelujah.
Somebody say, thank you, Jesus. We get all upset, no good people get all worn out and worked up. Don't you get upset. The grace of God will be there. Somebody say, amen. He'll send angels to come in their stead. Hallelujah.
Amen.
He'll empower you. Amen. He'll empower you to do it. Amen. Believe in the grace of God and let the Lord, that anointing or that grace, build the house they labor in vain.
Yes.
Somebody say hallelujah.
Hallelujah.
Woo, praise you, Jesus. So here we got that verse real quick, and Paul was able to give us several stories in the Bible real quick because he realized he thought it
not good.
He finally got to a point where he thought, let me think about this. Hold on. Wait a minute. No good. Somebody say, thank you, Jesus.
Thank you, Jesus.
How many are going to look at your life? Look at different things that are happening in your life and different stuff and get in? Say, no good. Somebody say, no good. Say, that didn't come from Jesus. Say, every good and perfect gift comes from the Father above. Amen?
Amen.
You people are wonderful people. I know when you came from heaven, you can hang through some stuff. Amen. You come from God. You ain't got to pacify people. Amen. Y'all be ready to knock my head off, but you're still there.
Amen.
Because God put you there. Amen.
Yes.
Amen. You have to send them a little. Amen. Amen. God's got you where you got to go. Amen. Because they're from God. Somebody say amen.
Amen.
The Lord, the blessing of the Lord maketh rich, and it does certain things, and he has no sorrow with it. You can shake it a little bit. Amen.
Sorry.
It'll still be there. Amen.
Amen.
Somebody say thank you, Jesus.
Thank you.
You can't preach messages like that. Well, if they're from God, they can handle it. Amen.
Amen.
Amen. Somebody say, thank you, Jesus.
Thank you, Jesus.
Thank you. Ooh, this is a good service this morning. Amen. Because we teach this thing, somebody's going to get a hold of it and put this in their heart, and we're going to get that grace. Woo! Hallelujah.
Yeah.
We're going to get that grace.
Yeah.
We're going to get that grace. That power of God, that supernatural anointing, amen, those grace will come through the room, amen?
Amen.
Because God doesn't waste his grace on no good people.
That's right.
They don't need grace, they need mercy.
Ooh, hallelujah.
Then we taught mercy, amen?
Yes.
Thank God for mercy, amen?
Jesus.
Amen, but I thank God for mercy, amen? I thank God for mercy. Now I want to get over there and get the stuff, amen, that I don't deserve. Hallelujah. We've been flowing on mercy, amen? Little bit people up here, he still keep the door open. God have mercy, amen? Ain't nobody coming to church. We ain't got no evangelistic thing going on, amen? Money low, amen, but they still able to stay. Look at the grace of God. That ain't the grace of God. That's mercy, amen?
Mercy.
Place should have shut down a long time ago, but God's mercy kept it open. Good stuff going on. Amen. We learn the word of God. We learn about Jesus. We start to renew our mind and get the good in us. Amen. Then we'll start to get stuff we don't deserve. Hallelujah. Somebody say, thank you, Jesus. We start to get them supernatural graces and them supernatural anointings that we don't deserve. Glory to God. Money you don't deserve. Glory to God. People you don't deserve. Glory to God. Worship leaders you don't deserve. Hallelujah. Somebody say, thank you, Jesus. Somebody say, grace. Hallelujah. Thank you, Jesus. Woo! Praise the Lord. Somebody say, that which is good. Amen.
That which is good.
Just do good. Hallelujah. Hallelujah. There's something about good. I told another friend of mine, we went over to the glorious house. I said, God, we need a word on this. He said, yeah, you want to heal the sick and do all these things. Then we went to the book of Acts. Was it chapter 10? Was it Acts 10 or chapter 6? 10:38. Jesus went about everywhere doing what? First, good. Jesus went around doing good first. Hallelujah. And then he was able to heal the sick.
Amen.
Amen. And do mighty works and teach the people. Amen.
Yes.
Somebody say, just do good.
Just do good.
People will get healed.
People get healed.
Just do good and God will do his stuff. When you do the good, the grace will come.
Hallelujah.
Hallelujah. Somebody say, thank you, Jesus. Woo! Hallelujah! Glory to God. You just keep doing the best. You just keep flowing in excellence. Don't worry about the results. Let God do it. You just be obedient and do your best. Amen. The grace will come. Hallelujah. Somebody say, thank you for the grace. Somebody say, thank you for the mercy. I'm getting ready for the grace.
I'm getting ready for the grace.
Say, he went around everywhere doing good.
Oh, thank you.
Then the Lord. Somebody say, whoo. Somebody say, the Lord working with them. Say,
the Lord
working with them. It's not the same verse. But the Lord, see, the apostles would go out and then the Lord would work with them, confirming the word with signs and wonders. How many want God to work with us?
Amen.
Said, unless the Lord build the house, they labor in vain.
Amen.
God don't work with no good people. Somebody say amen. Somebody say, get Jesus.
Thank you, Jesus.
Woo-hoo! There are some people God love to work with. God love to find somebody just obeying the Holy Ghost. Amen. I can work with that, he says. Amen. Well, I don't know what I'm doing. I don't understand. Why am I doing this? What am I sitting behind this coffee bar for? What am I? This don't mean nothing. God said, I love to work with that. Amen. That's good.
Amen.
Amen. They're just doing the best they have to do. Don't worry about trying to save the whole world.
Amen.
Amen. Trying to build. You know, we try to get so out there. We try to do all these other stuff. Just do a little bit of good and watch God do what he can do.
Amen.
You do good and let God save the world. Here's a good scripture for you. Y'all don't mind I kept you over a little bit, but I'm almost there. But it's just good teaching. So it makes it real easy. Somebody said, just do good.
Just do good.
Whatever that little thing is you're given to do, do it good, and God will give you grace. Clean the building, the anointing will show up.
Amen.
Somebody say, thank you, Jesus.
Thank you, Jesus.
Here's a verse right here to help some people. In Hallelujah. Proverbs chapter 25, verse 27. So many people don't do good. There were some people who got in here too powerful, too anointed to be any good.
Amen.
Amen. Bunch of noise. Amen. But don't no good come out of the noise. Amen. There are a lot of, y'all going to catch people like that. They're good people. Somebody say amen.
Amen.
They just want to put on the show, but at the end of the show, ain't no good going to come out of it. Somebody say, you're not going to feel better. Church ain't going to grow. It's not going to be exalted. Amen. It's just a big show. You just been wasting some of your time. Somebody say, hallelujah.
Hallelujah.
Just because it's loud and know a couple Bible verses doesn't mean it's good.
Amen.
You know a tree by the fruit it bears. What's the fruit? Amen.
Amen.
Somebody say, hallelujah. Good will make a change. Hallelujah. Verse here, verse 25, verse 27. It is not good to eat much honey for men to search their own glory, it is not good. We had some no good people. All they wanted was recognition. There was no good there to recognize. Amen. So all you had to do is recognize them. Recognize the good that people do. Then you don't have to worry about the individual. Amen.
Amen.
Bible says, do good and won't you be blessed or won't you be honored? I'm teaching the word this morning. This is good teaching. This will help you. Amen. Somebody say hallelujah. No good. Always looking to be lifted up. Always looking to be blessed. Attention drawn to me. Give me the meat. Amen. Why? Somebody say, why? Ain't no good. No good people. You can tell. What if I, oh, glory to God. They hang around people always gone. That one's here today. That one's gone tomorrow. Amen. And they usually with the same crowd. Amen. They flow with those. You know, no good people. They depart when it gets rough. Amen. There's always some form of contention and strife. And it goes right here. Here it is. He that hath no rule over his own spirit, they couldn't even control himself. Let me tell you straight up. Oh, the anointing was on me. I just couldn't help it. That wasn't the anointing of the Holy Ghost. You were just no good. Amen. That's just a bunch of noise. Amen. Whenever that mess comes in there, you get people. And don't you, some of you preachers are in here right now. Some of you anointed people in here. Don't ever, he's not going to have you become, you know, take over stuff and act crazy. Spirit of God's got some class. And it's got some dignity. And it's got some anointing on it. Amen. I just couldn't help myself. Well, that ought to tell you straight up. Can't help. So if you can't help yourself, who are you going to help? See, so many people, I had to do it. I couldn't help it. Dummy, you should have listened to that before you even got up there. How many of you ever heard that stuff? I couldn't help it. I had to do it. I couldn't help it. Somebody say, the mouth speaks. What is out of the mouth comes? Amen. Somebody say amen. I don't want to use nobody that can't help it. Amen. Pastor, I had it. I just couldn't help it. Thank you very much. You let me know straight up. Amen. That means that what you were going to do wasn't going to help nothing. Amen. Somebody say thank you, Jesus. Stand up and turn around three times and shout like you just heard about some money or something. Hallelujah. 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 There you go.
Right.
There you go. You'll pass that test. Sit down. Glory to God. We're getting there. Hallelujah. Thank you, Jesus. Isn't this good teaching? How many of y'all always wondered about stuff like that? How many of you heard stuff like that? I had to disturb it. I had to do this. Woo! I had to. I just couldn't help myself. Take the plank out of your own eye. That's just scripture. Somebody say, thank you, Jesus. Now listen, this verse right here, all you people got to know this. Proverbs 25, 27. It is not good to eat much honey, nor is it good for people to seek their own glory. People that are seeking their own glory are no good. Somebody say, it is not good. They're not seeking for position. They're not seeking for a job to do. They're not seeking to help nobody. They're just seeking for a title, for a badge. Amen. Or a spotlight, a microphone, a service. Amen. Somebody say, no good. But he that hath rule over his own spirit is like a city. He that has no rule over his own spirit is like a city that is broken down without walls. Somebody say, broken down city. Can't control themselves. Says, he that can control his own spirit is greater than he that can take a city. One verse in the Bible says, he that can rule his own spirit or take his own spirit is greater than he that could take a city. There are a lot of people out there say, oh, I got an anointing in me that if I just preach, I'll take this whole city. If they just give me that meeting, boy, I'd turn this thing around. Whoo, I could do it. But they can't control themselves. Amen. The person that can sit in church and control himself, amen, is greater than that person that thinks they can take a city. Somebody say hallelujah. This is my closing right here. Amen. We're getting there. Aren't y'all glad? I'm preaching the whole thing so we can get on to something else on Sunday night and get out of this. Amen. Because we've been in this for 2 weeks, right? We've been in this week, but we're closing it out. Amen. Acts chapter 6. Somebody say, thank you, Jesus. Somebody say, now we found out what's not good.
Now we found out what's not good.
Now we're going to get to some good.
Now we're going to get to some good.
How many of you ready to get to the good?
Amen.
How many of you ready to get to the good?
Amen.
Amen. When the good starts to happen, it'll come to you.
Amen.
When the good starts to happen, it'll come to you. Now I'm going to, this is one of the scriptures that I'd like to use to base my premise on that the foundation to one of the foundations, not the sole foundation, but one of the foundations to faith is help. One of the foundations to faith is help. Acts chapter 6, verse 1. And in those days, when the number of disciples was multiplied, some say disciples is multiplying. not membership. See, many people want to jump to this thing when they just get a lot of people. A lot of people ain't nothing. You want a lot of disciples.
Amen.
You can have a lot of knuckleheads in here. Amen. They ain't going to do nothing. Amen. A disciple didn't say church members. It didn't say a bunch of people coming to church. It said disciples. That means when people were ready to learn about something. Amen. See, many churches just get a bunch of people. They don't get disciples. They just get people to get in there. Amen. Drop a check and leave. Amen. But in this house, we get people that are hardcore about learning. Every time the word of God's taught, they're going to be in there. You know, they want to apply it to their life. They're students. Amen. They're students. Amen. You come to Nations Church, you're going to become a student of the word of God. You're going to learn some things. Amen. Amen. Now, the number of disciples has been multiplied in this house. Amen. Thank God for Brother Tizo that wants to learn. Sister over here, Benita, wants to learn. Dean yes. wants to learn. Kathy wants to learn. Belle wants to learn. Amen. Gloria wants to learn. All these learners out there. Werner wants to learn. Amen. So it's like the number of disciples... It's being multiplied. It's a lot better than it was last year. We didn't double.
Amen.
Not in membership, but in disciples, we didn't double. Somebody say, thank you, Jesus.
Thank you, Jesus.
He said, go make church members of all nations.
No.
Say, go ye therefore and make church members of all nations. Didn't it say that in the Bible? How many found that in the Bible? Say, go ye and make what?
Disciples.
Somebody say, hallelujah. Hallelujah. Somebody say, and that's what we're doing. Amen. Look around the room right here. You can see disciples in this place this morning. Look around. Look around the room. You're going to find a disciple in here.
Amen.
You're going to find a disciple. Look around the room and tell me if I'm not telling the truth. We got a good number of disciples in this house today. Amen. Somebody say, thank you, Jesus. Glory to God. That's disciples. Now, when the number of disciples was multiplied, and it is. There arose a murmuring among the Grecians against the Hebrews because their widows were neglected in daily administration. Then the 12 called the multitude of disciples unto them. Did he say he called the membership? See, there's always a crowd. I ain't calling the crowd to go nowhere, amen. They can get it the best way they can, amen. I'll call disciples. You hear what I'm saying?
Amen.
People that want to know about God, amen. There's a difference, amen. Somebody say praise God. Let me tell you another thing. There ain't no test runs in God's kingdom.
Amen.
You can go out and test drive cars. You can't test drive salvation.
Amen.
Somebody say, thank you, Jesus.
Thank you, Jesus.
You got to buy it. Amen. When you buy it, your warranty works. Amen. Until you buy it, that warranty ain't going to work. You don't have to test drive nothing. You ain't going to test drive pastor.
Amen.
You ain't going to test drive the Holy Ghost. People come to church trying to test drive stuff. Glory to God. You don't get your blessing until you get that thing and purchase it. Amen. And make it sold. Somebody say, disciples. Amen. Now look, they're among the 12, and they said, it is not reason. That word reason is another word for good. Some say it's not reasonable,
nor good.
Or right. In the NIV, it says it's not right. Some say it's just no good.
It's no good.
Amen. That we should leave the word of God to serve tables. I'm going to tell you what, I'm always going to work. Because I love the work, and that's a part of my gifting. I am blessed with the gift of helps. Amen? I will always help. So I'm not trying to say, oh, y'all got a day long. And if God tells me to do that, I'll do that. But I enjoy doing what I want to do. Part of my gifting is administration. I enjoy it.
Amen.
It's no stress for me. Amen?
Amen?
It's not good. You hear what I'm saying? It's not good to do that in lieu of the Word of God.
Amen.
This is why helps is the foundation to faith. Because faith comes by hearing, and hearing by the word of God.
Mm-hmm.
Now, when helps are not manifest in the body, guess what happens? People are not able to give themselves to the word. If the anointing, if the apostle, pastor, teacher can't give themselves to the word totally, guess what's going to happen? They're not going to be able to hear God in order to preach it to you.
Amen.
And how are you going to have faith if you don't have the word of God preached to you? You can short, somebody say, a lazy attitude will short circuit your faith. Because pastor will sit up there and make up for your slack. Amen. Don't worry about it. I'll do this. I'll do that too. Amen. I'll do that too. Amen. But I tell you what, every good and perfect thing that God does, he's going to do it his way.
Amen.
Faith comes by hearing the word of God. Hearing. Somebody say hearing.
Yeah.
Didn't say just by, somebody say, oh, you just read the Bible. Didn't say that. Didn't say that. It said faith come by rhema. or that word spoken. Somebody say spoken. It's the spoken word of God. It's not the same thing. Faith comes by hearing the spoken revelation or the bar of God.
Yes.
Somebody say amen.
Amen.
Hallelujah. And how shall they hear without a preacher? You won't get a preacher if you don't help. Somebody say thank you, Jesus. Because the preacher going to quit? No. No. But the Holy Ghost says, amen, it's not good. Somebody say hallelujah.
Hallelujah.
Says you're not going to get any grace like that.
That's right.
There's a way that God does certain things. Amen.
Amen.
How many want the grace of God?
Amen.
If you want God to do things a certain way, you've got to allow, you've got to learn. Amen.
Mm-hmm.
You've got to allow God to do it His way so He can bless it. Somebody say amen. You want to increase the anointing of the Holy Ghost? Do something. Somebody say, thank you, Jesus.
Thank you, Jesus.
He said, now therefore, do this. Wherefore, brethren, look out ye among you seven men of honest report, full of the Holy Ghost and wisdom, whom we may appoint over this business. Somebody say, hallelujah.
Hallelujah.
But we will give ourselves continually to prayer and to the ministry of the word. We've never been able to do that here at Nations. I wonder what's going to happen when we do. I wonder what's going to happen when we do. And the saying pleased the whole multitude. Didn't just please the disciples, but it pleased the multitude. And that's a different group of people. Somebody say, amen. See, because the multitude wasn't getting taken care of because the disciples weren't helping. Did they want the multitude to help?
Mm-mm.
Who do they want to help?
The disciples.
So you're going to get upset when multitude of people don't help? They're not going to help. But them disciples need to do what?
Help.
Work.
Mm-hmm.
Somebody say, thank you, Jesus. Jesus even said that. He said, the servant's going to be as his master. Amen. Jesus said, I come to serve. He said, look at me. I'm serving. See, I'm helping. Jesus said, I help. Amen. He said, and the disciple will be as their master. Amen. So Jesus came helping, and he came doing good. We saw that, right? So his disciples going to do the same thing. There is no such thing as a disciple without a helps ministry. Somebody say, thank you, Jesus.
Thank you, Jesus.
But now listen, people, whom when they, verse chapter 6, whom when they set before the apostles, and when they had prayed, they laid their hands on them. See, anybody want to have hands laid on them? Oh, I call you prophet this. I call you prophet. Lay your hands on me and call me evangelist so-and-so. Somebody say amen. Lay your hand on me and tell everybody that I hear heaven better than everybody else. We had an anointed service. They laid hands on me and I was ordained. Sister know-it-all. Amen. But these apostles got together, amen, and they laid their hands on them, amen, and the word of God did what?
Increase.
What did the word of God do?
Increase.
When the word increased, the number of what increased?
Disciples.
Multiplied in Jerusalem greatly, and a great company of priests were obedient to what?
Faith.
Were obedient to the faith. But they couldn't be obedient to the faith until the word of God increased. How many of y'all can't wait to see that happen?
Amen.
How many can't wait to see that happen? Then after that, the grace of God started to jump on some of those people that were helping. Jumped on Stephen.
Yes.
Wow. Stephen even saw him. Did you know that?
Mm-hmm.
Grace showed up and Stephen saw him at the part of his demise. Amen. When he was getting ready to be martyred, Stephen was laying there preaching, laying there ready to die, and he saw the grace of God right there before him. He said, I see him sitting at the right hand. Wow. Stephen got out there and moved it to help so heavy that he saw grace, and grace is Jesus.
Amen.
You ever heard that scripture? God will help those that help themselves. We can take the other part off it. God will help people to just help, period. Somebody say, thank you, Jesus.
Amen.
Amen. You ever met people that are hopeless? You ever met people that are helpless?
Mm-hmm.
Helpless people don't help anybody. Amen. God is good. I kept you over an hour today, but it was good. Amen. And I prophesy and I speak to you that the devil is a liar.
Yes.
The house of God, the word of God's going to increase. Amen. The word of God's going to increase. Your faith is going to increase. And the number of disciples will increase. Amen. Because you're going to do what's right. And I'm going to do what's right. Amen. Somebody say, thank you, Jesus. Why don't you stand up right where you are? Amen. Thank you, Jesus. That is the word of God. That is the word of God this morning. Hallelujah.
Amen.
And it's good. Somebody say,
I expect
supernatural
grace.
Say it again.
I expect
supernatural grace. Say,
I will sow
out help.
Help.
It's going to return to me.
In grace.
Say it one more time. Get that, Brother Jesse.
I will sow
help,
and it will return to me
in grace.
In grace.
If you need some help, if you need some grace, help. Hallelujah. Thank you. Just pray in the Holy Ghost for 2 seconds, then we'll let you go. Hallelujah. Thank you, Jesus. Thank you, Jesus. Thank you, Jesus. Thank you, Jesus. Get busy about help. Everybody get busy about help. And watch God show up. In the name of Jesus. In the name of Jesus, we pray. Thank you, Father. Thank you, Father. And I call you blessed from the top of your head to the very soles of your feet. And I believe, God, that as we walk out in the word obediently, amen, that we'll start to see the signs and wonders that God requires. In Jesus' name we pray. Amen. Y'all have a good cup of coffee before you go and come on back tonight at 7 o'clock. We love you. Hallelujah. Put on some good music, Brother Jesse.